Om Shanti, good evening. Today it's a pleasure to have Atim Prakash Bhai with us. Atim Prakash Bhai has been with Baba for over 40 years and also been living in Madhuban for over 40 years. Atim Prakash Bhai takes care of Toli department in all the three campuses, and he's also the headquarter coordinator of Youth Wing. So today, Atim Bhai would share on the topic finishing waste to fly high. So first half an hour Atim Bhai will share, and later on Brother Bill from Spain would have engaged him in question and answers. Okay, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Finish the waste and fly high. This is our topic. The aim of our Brahmin life is to become complete and perfect. For this, we need to finish all types of waste, because that creates obstacles in our spiritual progress. The waste we are experiencing sometimes as a burden, as a heaviness. Janki Dadi ji used to say, if you are light, you receive God's might. And everything turn right. But the important aspect is to remain light in all the situations. And for that, finishing waste is an important aspect. In this confluence age, Baba has given us so many treasures. Treasure of confluence age time, treasure of thoughts, treasures of jewels of knowledge, treasure of all powers, treasure of all virtues. If we do not use these treasures for others and service, it is just like a waste. Everyone's body, mind and wealth belongs Father. If we will not use worthwhile way, that is also a waste. Powerful soul means who have ended waste. When there is a waste, there is nothing powerful. If there are waste thoughts in our mind, powerful thoughts will not stay in our mind. Waste repeatedly brings us down, and powerful thoughts enables to experience a meeting with Almighty Father. And we become conqueror of Maya. Baba used to say sometimes in Murli, less expenditure and greater glorification. Now I would like to share some yuktis for finishing the waste. First yukti. Change waste into the best. Change waste into wonders. Nowadays in Delhi and some cities of India, a new culture has come up. They transform all material, waste material, into very special arts. On the same pattern, I also have to work like this. I have to transform waste into best. Like someone is very talkative. Now I have to change this in the best. The talkative person can give knowledge to someone in a various form, various way. Being talkative is not good quality, but giving knowledge to someone in various way is a good quality. Second yukti, never sit idle. Never sit free. Keep easy and keep busy. In the world, people are very busy, but disturbed also. A yogi soul means he have time schedule for his mind and intellect. He brings some creativity. He brings some innovation also. Next yukti. Make your aim so high that you have no time to waste. In Diamond Hall, there is a very good slogan written in Hindi. The meaning of that slogan in English is, make your aim so high and work for that. Then you do not have time to waste. I have to keep the aim and object always in my mind. Third yukti. Fourth yukti is, be Swadarshan Chakradhari. Always churn the knowledge given by Baba. Go into the depth of that knowledge. When your mind would be busy in churning, then there won't be any sort of waste. This will help you to finish your waste. Fifth yukti is, go on pilgrimage for four pilgrims. You are in your country, but through the subtle form, go on pilgrimage for four pilgrims in Madhuban. Sit on this four pilgrims. Shantistham, Tower of Peace, History Hall, Baba's room and hut. While sitting, you may have creative thoughts, different thoughts in your mind. When you would have some different thoughts, creative thoughts, then automatically it will help you to finish the waste. Sixth yukti. Do a special experiment for 1 week. Do a special experiment for 1 week. Check the first thought and the last thought of every day. If the first and last thought of every day is positive and powerful, means no waste. For this, when you retire, go to bed, switch off all the gadgets and talk with Baba. Baba, today was a wonderful day. And sleep in Baba's lap. Same thing repeat in the morning, next morning. The moment you open your eyes, say good morning to Baba. And have positive thoughts. Receive power from Baba. And say to Baba, today is for me. Today's day would be wonderful day. If you have that type of the positive and determined thoughts, then automatically your day would be wonderful and that will help you to finish the waste. Seventh yukti. Traffic control of thoughts for every hour. Traffic control of thoughts for every hour. Stop for a 1 minute. Observe your thoughts and check waste thoughts and create positive thoughts in your mind. Do it every hour. Then gradually and gradually you would be able to finish waste thoughts. Check and change. If there are some waste thoughts in your mind, check that, observe that, and change into positive thoughts, powerful thoughts. And next yukti. Eighth yukti is read Murli several times, like our senior dadis. Prakash Mani Dadiji and Janki Dadiji used to read Murli several times. And churn on that point of Murli's. Digest that food. Never keep your mind empty. When you are free, just feed the food of knowledge to your mind. It will help you to finish the waste. And ninth yukti is do a drill of 5 forms. Baba has given us a very powerful tool to finish the waste. That is the drill of 5 forms. Whenever you are free, just practice that 5 forms. Enjoy that 5 forms. It will help you to finish the best. And 10th yukti is Baba has said that waste is like a leakage. This is the time of accumulating powers, treasure of powers. And if we would have waste in our mind, that is one type of the leakage. Baba has said, you have to stop this leakage of waste anyhow. Because we are charging the battery of a soul. Every day we are practicing yoga. We are receiving powers from Baba at Amrit Vela or in evening yoga. But through the leakage, we are losing so much energy, so much powers. And that is why the battery is not charging fast. If you would like to stop the waste thoughts, first yukti for that is put full point of light, full stop here, and the person, whoever is coming in front of you, put the full stop on his forehead, on her forehead also. If you would be in your body conscious, and if your vision is body, bodily vision, then you may have thoughts, oh, the name of this person is this, and this brother from this country, and he is having these qualities, he is having these drawbacks, etc. Many thoughts, waste thoughts. But if you put full stop here, I am point of light, and the full stop on the person, the whoever is coming in front of you, we are the sole children of one and same Father. Finish. No more thoughts. Waste. Second yukti for this is leakage. For stop leakage. When something is happen, something wrong happen, something very good happen, we may have storm of thoughts in our mind. So many thoughts in our mind. And if you stop that leakage of waste thoughts, Baba has said that use the full stop of drama. This is just repetition. Nothing new. Good thing is for me, that is the fruit of my good karma. Bad thing is for me, that is the fruit of my bad karma. I have to accept that. And I have to be happy in all the situation. I must learn how to put the full stop of drama. And third yukti for that is water is flowing towards this direction and giving harm. You just change the direction of that water towards the garden, towards the farm, and use that water. The mind is always thinking, but if you feed the food of knowledge, then automatically mind starts thinking positively and powerfully. Fruitfully. Baba had given us so many treasures, but most of the important treasures are treasure of time and treasure of thoughts. We must not waste these treasures. If we really would like to maintain very high stage, we must use this valuable treasures economically, fruitfully. Someone asked me the question, Baba has given us so many treasures. But time of treasure of time is the most valuable treasure. Why? How? The treasure of time is the most valuable treasure among all the treasures. How and why? Because the treasure of time is a basis for receiving others' treasures from Baba. This is a basis. Without money, you cannot receive anything. You cannot buy anything from market. In the same way, without the treasure of time, you cannot receive other treasures from Baba. That is why there is a saying, time is money. Time is not only money. time is much, much, much more valuable than money. Once we waste time, treasure of time, every cycle we would waste that treasure of time. That is why we must not waste the treasure of time. We must use the treasure of time very economically. Om Shanti. Bill Bhaiji.
Thanks, Atam. Very clear and specific points to finish waste. Very useful. So we have a few questions. So, because today's topic is also how to fly high.
Yes.
And fly high is also connected with the word that Baba uses, intoxication.
Yeah.
So, how do we achieve this state of intoxication?
When we finish the waste, we experience lightness. And because of that lightness, we can fly high very easily. Balloon is in my hand. If I leave that balloon automatically will go upwards. There is a very good example of rocket. Rocket goes very high. When rocket goes beyond the pull of gravity of Earth, in the same way, I can fly very high when I would go beyond the pull of this physical world, means physical being and physical things. And the West is helping. West is avoiding us to experience that flying stage. There is very good elevated method for experiencing fly stage. Change the world of mine into yours. Mine to yours means Baba. But for experiencing intoxication, what we have to do? If you are intoxicated, then you can fly. Your feet will not be on the earth. But for experiencing that intoxication, spiritual intoxication, we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the time. The moment we are sitting on the throne of self-respect, we start experiencing intoxication. But when we are losing that throne, we are losing intoxication also. Baba has given us this throne of self-respect. Sometimes we are not really able to accept the titles of self-respect. Oh, Baba, this is just praise. Baba is praising us a lot. I am not so worthy soul. Why we are not accepting that titles of self-respect? Because we were king of kings in golden age and silver age. But the moment we enter in a copper age, Maya kidnap us and put in the jail of Maya. And that is why there is a deeply rooted samskaras of inferiority complex that is not allowing us to sit on this throne of self-respect. That is why, first of all, I must learn how to give respect to myself. Self-respect. Giving respect to the self. Then automatically we start experiencing very high intoxication. Then we can experience flying states very easily. Maya, there would be opposition of Maya, but we must not care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, today the topic is to finish waste. What do you think are the types of waste that now we have to pay attention at this moment? What types of waste are coming to the BKs?
See, Baba has given us the golden chance. Oh, my sweet children. Earn spiritual income as much you want on one hand. And Baba used to say to Maya, oh, my sweet child, Maya, create problem in his income. This is your task. Because I don't have much seats in Golden Age. 8 seats are there, 108, 16,000. I don't have so many things. That's why this is your task, to create obstacle in his effort. Nowadays, in Brahmins, we are practicing yoga. But on the other hand, Maya is pulling our intellect towards the science, technical gadgets. We are spending so much time in the mobile, internet, YouTube, TV. These are all the time killers. They are wasting so much valuable time. Maya distracts our intellect from Baba. Nowadays, this is a problem in our efforts. That is why if I am a really sensible soul, I must use that technical things for Baba's service, for my self-progress, but in a limit. Email, internet, whatever. But if I use extra time, then that is Maya. I must think. Understand? Otherwise, there is always pull of Maya. Huh? In this confluence, we must pay attention on this aspect. If you watch the YouTube, you can watch YouTube 24 hours. And you will enjoy that. Oh, very nice, very nice thing. But you are losing income, spiritual income. This is the time of earning spiritual income. Throughout the cycle, only I am getting this golden chance in this confluence only. That is why I must understand the value of the treasure of time. And I must be detached from this spirit. Gadgets, worldly gadgets.
Very good. So, the next question is about the importance of yoga. How to generate more interest and motivation in yoga?
Baba teaches us four subject for making us from ordinary human being to deity. But the main subject among all the four subject is a yoga subject. And other three subjects are supporting subjects. As much I understand the secret of knowledge, my yoga will improve. As much I imbibe some divine virtues, my yoga would be easy for me. As much I will do Baba's service, I will receive blessings from the souls, yoga would become easy. Our main subject is yoga. And our spiritual race is in yoga subject. Yogi souls would be the topper, scholars, champions of this university. That is why I must have full interest in yoga. But nowadays what is happening? We are having so much interest in service, Baba's service. We are running here and there. Since morning till night you run like a horse, but until you will not maintain your stage of yoga, you will not feel contented. That is why through yoga only I can recharge this battery of my soul. Through yoga only I can burn my sins, past sins. So many benefits of yoga there. Sometimes we feel bondage sitting in yoga for 1 hour. Oh, this is too much for me. How can I sit for 1 hour? This is like a bondage for me. We must have interest for sitting in solitude also. Brahma Baba used to play with children, was mixing nature. But Baba was always having love for sitting solitude. Used to sit in solitude hours and hours. In this same way, we must follow Baba. And we must create interest in yoga subject. I just said that. Our race is in yoga subject. That is why my yoga must improve gradually and gradually. That is a good sign of progress.
Thank you. Another question. Baba, the other day in the meeting, He told us about increasing the, making our efforts more intense. So what do you think are yuktis for maintaining intense efforts?
Baba has said that you are not only effort maker, now become intense efforts maker. For this, first yukti, I am an ancestor soul. Many souls, thousands and thousands souls are following me. If I would be a slow efforts maker, the others also would be like me. Because I am in the front. If I go fast, then they can also follow me fast. I have the responsibility to progress the souls also. That is why Anyhow, I have to become intense, efforts, maker. There is no choice. And second yukti for that is, always I have to remember my teacher is supreme being, Baba, God, supreme teacher. There is a saying, teacher shows students, student shows teacher. If I would like to glorify the name of my teacher, I have to maintain very good state of yoga. And for maintaining very good state of the yoga, I have to become intense efforts maker. And third yukti is, for becoming intense efforts, you always keep one sin in front of you. Sin of spiritual race. $15 lakhs, 1.5 million souls, or 20 lakh souls are running in this spiritual race. I don't want to be a only runner. I want to be a winner. And if I really would like to become a winner, then I have to be an intense efforts maker. Understand? If I will keep this scene in front of me, I will not be lazy. Always I would be very active and alert, and I will go fast in this race. Sorry. Now Baba has said that time of stage of ascent is already finished. This is the time of experiencing flying stage. And for experiencing that flying stage, I have to be intense efforts maker.
Yeah. Thanks. Another very important topic for this time is Mansa Seva, because that's part of the intense effort making. Can you share different methods, ways of practicing Mansa Seva?
What is the meaning of Mansa Seva? Mansa Seva means receiving treasures from Baba on one hand and donating that treasures to the worldly souls. This is called Mansa Seva. Baba used to say, just sit with me, just sit beside me. Receive treasures from me and donate that treasures to the worldly souls. And this quality of donor will give you the throne of king of kings in a golden age and silver age. The seniors, when they are doing Mansa Seva, they are getting success positively. And when we are doing Mansa Seva, we may have thoughts in our mind, I am doing this Mansa Seva, but I don't know I will get success in this or not. I don't know. This type of the doubt is there in our mind. Why? Because of two reasons. First reason, the tool of Mansa Seva may not be powerful. And And second reason, I may not have experiences in that field of manasasri. I am not having confidence on myself. And if you really would like to do the successful Mansa Seva, you must have two things with you. Very good stage of purity and very good stage of yoga. Why? Because through the medium of pure thoughts and powerful thoughts, you can send peace and power to any part of the soul, any part of the world, to any soul. Through the medium of pure and powerful thoughts, you can send peace and powers to any soul. There are three methods of doing Mansa Seva. First method, Mansa Seva through incorporeal stage. Second method, Mansa Seva through angelic stage. And third method, Mansa Seva through world benefactor stage. In first method, doing service through incorporeal stage means I must experience, I am receiving the shower of power straight from Paramdham, Son of Knowledge Baba. I am receiving that shower on me, power, shower of powers on me, and radiating that shower in this world, in this atmosphere. Automatically that vibrations are spreading in this atmosphere. When I was taking the group of double foreigners to Baba's rock while walking, I used to give them homework. While walking, just do one experiment. I am receiving the shower of powers on me and radiating that showers towards this nature. They were enjoying that experiment. Second method, through angelic stage. I am sitting here, but some problem is in America or in Mexico, anywhere. I can fly there through my angelic form. On one hand, I can receive the sakas, shower of powers on me, and on the other hand, I can shower that powers to that particular area, to that, on that souls. In 1985, there was a huge earthquake in Mexico. And 1.5 lakh people die in that. 1.5 lakh, understand?
So 1.1 million?
150,000. Yeah. And in those days, Mohini Behen was offering bhog in Madhuban. Madhuban Mohini Behen. And Baba had shown very horrible scene in such a religion. On one mountain, the people, they were crying. Those left body, they were crying, we want peace, we want power, we want peace, we want power. And on the another mountain, Baba immersed some the group of BKs, brothers and sisters. And Baba has said that, not for yourself, but for the service of these souls, untimely death souls, you improve your stage and give them power. That is your task. And what I mean to say, through angelic form, we can do this type of the service. And third method is in Paramdham, in soul world, Mansa Seva through world benefactor stage. Son of knowledge, Baba is there. I, the soul, is sitting beside Baba. I am receiving shower of powers from Baba on me and redirecting that power of showers to the world globe on the living star souls. That is called world benefactor stage. On World Yoga Meditation Day, we are practicing mostly this method. Today also we have to practice this method. It means Mansa Seva is very necessary nowadays. Because people, they are having very serious problem. And we have connection with the source, Baba. That's why we must receive that treasures from Baba, treasure of powers and treasure of peace, and then we must donate this to the souls. And we must receive blessings from that souls. Because in this confluence is our true spiritual income, is the income treasure of blessings. When the soul leaves body, only the treasure of blessing is carrying with that soul. On that basis, we get the future, bright future in future. That is why I must receive unlimited blessings from many souls through Mansa Seva. We must have that awareness all the time.
So this is for today's practice.
Yes, for today evening.
We have Sunday meditation.
Ji.
So I think many thanks. I think it's time we should be finishing because we are going to prepare the meditation.
Yes.
So many thanks. We can hand clap to our brother, sweet brother Atam Prakash. Thanks for so many practical, useful yuktis, methods. I think the most important now is to practice and apply, and then we will be doing intense effort if we use our time practicing and experimenting with all of this.
Yes, yes. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.